You're tuned into Apex Express on KPFA. I'm Tara Darabji. A Place of Her Own is a multidisciplinary arts-based healing project that asks women one question. If you had a place of your own, what would it be? Since 2010, the project has been ongoing in an effort to raise consciousness on Asian American women's issues, addressing stigmas and traumas, and uncovering their various stories, truths, and modes of expression. The residency is aimed at moving women from trauma to healing. We are joined in studio this evening by Asian American Women Artists Associate President and A Place of Her Own's founder, Cynthia Tom, and Project Director and Dishin Sering. Welcome so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cynthia Tom, why did you start A Place of Her Own?
Because I was running an Asian American Women Artists group, I found that communication was tough, and I realized that our women needed to be healed to become more profound leaders in our community. And it started as an art exhibition, and I wanted women to start thinking about their aspirations. But what has happened since then is we realized that it moved women from feeling insulated or isolated to becoming leaders, to being healed and transforming into leaders that we need in our community. And it's just grown. We've already had over 60 women participate since 2010 in the exhibitions. And it's now, besides the exhibition, it's a six-month series of workshops where we do healing meditations, transformational intuitive art making, and then it culminates in everybody creating an art piece for the art exhibition. That answers that question. If you had a place for your own, what would it be?
What would your place be, Dichin Siri Sing?
So thank you for having us, first of all. And I'm really happy to have been invited to be part of this art exhibition. And I want to thank the Asian Women's Shelter for sponsoring my participation. And to Cynthia for creating such a space. It's unique for Asian American founded and held art space to be available for those of us who don't really regard ourselves necessarily as artists, but actually discovering through this six-month process that we have artistic instincts as well. And that art is a really good way of expressing our what's going on, our trauma, as you said earlier, because there is a lot. And my space, as I was working on the creation, was very much based on my own roots and history, which is Tibet, and being a woman, and also creating a space where there's room for spiritual development, which I, as a Buddhist, practicing Buddhist, I regard that as fundamental to mental peace and healing process overall. So, and also as a Asian out lesbian in my community, it's also a space where I am accepted or want to be accepted for all of who I am. So the space that I created was an element of every part of me that makes up the whole. And that includes my Tibetan roots. That includes my activism activities on women's rights, on domestic violence work. And it also includes the spiritual development and also the family and communities that we create for ourselves in our place of our own. So, yeah, that's basically what I worked on.
And Cynthia, in your work and over the last several years, what have been some of the most powerful transformative moments and healing moments that you have witnessed?
Oh, I'd say one of the landmark artists for us who actually came in as a literary artist is Isabel Pilot, and she's actually a professor of Asian American Studies in San Francisco State. But she started as a very tender person because she's gone through a lot of domestic violence, familial domestic violence growing up. And she's participated three times so far, and each piece becomes stronger. Her first piece was a vision of having a place where she didn't have any heavy traumas. It's called Without Rocks. And each one of the rocks that she initially wanted to put in was pain, guilt, suffering, etc. And through the process of going, we actually walk people through a lot of questions looking at beliefs, family patterns, really understanding what drives you and your decision making. She realized that she wants a place of her own without these rocks. She wanted a place where she was being held in a beautiful soft nest, where she was being taken care of and nurtured by those around her. And all the art is made out of found objects. That's what we found, is that that teaches intuition. And women need to know that their intuition is powerful, and they need to own it. And that's what happens with a place of our own. So that's one of the examples.
And how can people witness the artwork, get involved with the community, and connect with this work that you're doing?
Well, right now we have an exhibition up. It's a very intimate one. There's about 18 pieces of art, and it's at 1890 Bryant Street Studios. And that's actually my studio and the offices for Asian American Women Artists Association, who's our sister organization. But again, 1890 Bryant. And there are two events. One is March 21st, Saturday, and that's the artist talk, where we actually have the artists talk about their pieces individually. That's one of the requirements for the show. You have to be able to explain what your place is. And then the second one, which we encourage more people to come to, is our closing reception and potluck, and that's March 28th, and that's 1 to 4, again, at 1890 Bryant Street Studios in San Francisco. And I would be remiss if I didn't thank the San Francisco Arts Commission for having the vision to sponsor this unusual program, because we're not necessarily using fine artists in these shows. These are women who are discovering that they are artists, and the Arts Commission is helping fund this for the third time. And this time we worked with the staff. They were our students, the staff from Asian Women's Shelter. So that's the artwork you're going to see, is the work created by the staff from Asian Women's Shelter.
And there's 18 pieces?
There's at least 18 pieces in the studio, yes.
I just want to add in that the importance of funding programs like this, because all of us who are part of that program, as Cynthia alluded to, we are, you know, not self-declared artists by any stretch of the imagination. However, I think through this six-month process, you know, it's amazing what you will see that came out of the process. And I think not only is it good for our healing and, you know, putting our expression that has been silenced for many of the artists, Asian women who are part of this, my colleagues, you know, it's stuff they haven't been talking about, and it's not encouraged to express that in words. But through art, we can express it. And I can speak for myself that the healing process of that has been very significant, and also extremely liberating. And I think, you know, those foundations or organizations who fund art should look at the unspoken artists, unheard artists out there, because there's a lot of benefit in doing that for the whole community. So I just want to put that in. Yeah, so I really want to appreciate all of that work.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us on Apex Express. And we will be back after a short music break.